I woke in the middle of a dream with a strange question that begins this one. And before I was fully awake, I was already pondering how deep our sense of ambiguity about quantities go. Strangely, it took me the better part of a year to craft this, like some proverbial motorcycle needing assembly in some garage, but missing parts. And when it was completed, it came out as nothing at all as I expected. Its 5 separate parts variously deal with topics such as love, physics, God, mathematics, money, and other ambiguities. Somehow the 5 parts are separate yet connected, at least in my own strained mind. 18-wheeler. Part 1. Innumeracy. Has anyone ever counted how many wheels an 18-wheeler actually has? Maybe it is like a millipede, which is just a few legs short of what it says on the tin, and never the same number twice. Maybe an 18-wheeler actually only has 14 wheels on those cold, foggy mornings when one wouldn't want to bundle up, walk all the way around, and check them up close. And 22 while driving while the I-94 meets the lunacy of Chicago traffic, with one's knuckles whited with fear as hallucinating drivers zig and zag into and out of one's lane. And surely an odd 15, when absolutely no one is nearby. A defiant expression on part of nobody in particular against nothing specific, just because nature abhors vacuous reason. Maybe the 1001 nights ended after only 241 actual nights, for anyone that counted the times that Shahrazad punctuated the story as dawn was approaching. Which would be the same number of nights after which I broke a promise to a friend to share a joy diary once per night, every night, for a year. That many nights can as easily seem as 365 or 1001, if one moment of ecstasy can so compellingly stretch to be a promise for a lifetime, as it often does under the refracting lens of love. You who are inclined to actually count the number of those Arabian nights now, are you certain that you will find the same number when you count again tomorrow night? Are you certain that your copy of the book or your ledger for the count will remain faithful to you? Yet the innumeracies of love rarely necessitate a flotilla. Like any bundle of sweat and ecstasy we find our way into, where the number and owner of limbs become uncertain, and where we simultaneously seem to be the proverbial one, and one another, and everyone, all at the same time. Like, if your love is reciprocated today, you will have always been loved, and if not, no one has ever loved you, at least for the first few times. The wise are those that will not seek a consistency that the intelligent cannot comprehend. Those that do anything but count their blessings.